This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you for helping us flourish in the Wired Upper. Welcome to my show, Everyday People, with me, Camille, here at 92.7 Arrow FM, your favourite DJ's favourite station. I'm your favourite DJ. I shouldn't pause when I'm on the radio, eh? That's dead air. Hey, welcome everybody. It's just gone 9 o'clock. It's 7 degrees outside, which is wild and crazy because it was 0 degrees when I started driving it. And that wasn't even that long ago. I live out in the country, so quite possibly there's a different temperature because all the hot people are in town, eh? Oh God, Camille, give it up. Okay, so it's just me today. I do not have a guest with me. I do have little Len with me. He is sitting in the corner eating a rabbit's ear. Apparently they're really good for him. Don't look at me like that, Len. I've given you healthy food. I've done that before. So I have decided I'm just going to do a show dedicated to Volbeat because they're now my new favourite sound to listen to at the moment. Hyper fixated on them. Like big belting out ballads. Love it. So I'm going to play some of that. I'm going to talk about the beauty of living on the coast for 9 months, which was freaking amazing while I was there. I don't know what that's about. Why did I write that? Still counting. I don't understand what that is. I don't understand my own notes. Crazy. I want to talk about a beautiful friend of mine, Chris Moore, who passed, who's part of the Ahu Collective. I want to talk about some things that are happening in the community. And I want to do a little bit of a shout out to my local business. So how cool is that? But how about we start with a Volbeat song? Who's heard of Volbeat? So I don't know what country they're from. You know, I really should know this sort of stuff, and I don't. And I'm looking at the thing now, but the artist, it's a fantastic band. I don't know where, based outside North America. So there we go. These guys have over 2 million followers. They're pretty freaking fantastic. You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm a late bloomer to the music scene on some things, and I think these are great. Angus Lennon called them the Muppet of metal bands. So if he knew I was into them now, he actually wrote that on Scott's post when Scott posted about Volbeat ages ago. Well, it must have been ages ago because Angus was alive then. Rude for dying. But anyway, he wrote the Muppets of Metal, which I love. So this song is one of their most popular ones. I don't know. It was back then, whenever that was. I really need to research more. This is Lola Montez. It's a little bit of a long one. I may cut it off. But I don't care. I love it. Here we go. Lola Montez, Volbeat.
Feel the fire where she walks. Lola Montez, so beautiful. Shady in the timber dam. Blinding your eyes with a spider bear. she walks. She'll be captivating all the men. Don't look in her eyes. You might fall and find the love of your life. Every, but you catch her in the web. The love of your life.
Welcome to my show, Everyday People, 92.7 RFM. I'm sorry for cutting it off like that. That was so rude. And you were probably jamming just as much as I was, getting your boogie on. A while ago, I had the, I had four guys, I think it was, four beautiful tāne from the Ahu Collective come in. And one of them was Chris Moore. And I'd met him years and years ago, and I just couldn't remember him at that time. He had to remind me, like, that's just sideways, lifetimes ago, you know. I think I was in my early 20s, so it's like 30-something years ago. And he came on, and he shared with heart. Ironically. Okay, anyway, try not to get upset. He shared such a beautiful, beautiful story, his kōrero, about how he got into the collective and how his healing journey is. And I gotta say, this had changed him so much. He was so open and honest about his past, which was not pretty, but also his upbringing was not as pretty as well. And yesterday, the Ahu Collective shared his story. It's kind of like, I don't want to get it wrong, but, you know, his story that they videoed of him, and it was just so powerful and so emotional. I was bawling. Because after I interviewed him, we connected, we became good friends, and I went off Facebook for a while, so I actually completely missed the fact that he had died, which was really upsetting to me to have missed that. In a way, if you understand what I'm saying. But his legacy, I think his legacy is his stories that he has left, that these recordings that have been made of him, these videos that have been made of him, sharing his powerful personal story. Woo-wee! Man, it's really, really inspired me, very much inspired me to want to share my story. But man, to be brave to do that, you have to be really brave to do that. And I want to, and I'm going to start sharing my stories, but that overwhelming feeling that you're going to get in trouble, I can't wait till that goes. But anyway, I just want to talk about these rupus, these groups, these wānangas, these hauoras that are happening and bringing people together, not just Māori people. I'm Spanish, Welsh, Kiwi. They're bringing me and so many people together that just want to heal and want to learn a different way to live and just be and be happy. And being part of that is amazing. And I guess one of the downsides is that you want to meet beautiful people, and those beautiful people are going to pass. Like the beautiful people that I've met through the years, through recovery and NA and that, and we've lost so, so many. Angus, you know, Dave, Steve, Sarah, and you know what? I go on and on and on, and that's kind of sad and tragic, and I'm not going to go down that path, but these people that have, but before they pass, to have this amazing chance to change their lives and discover who they really are. Like, I'm really, really passionate about that, about change, healing, and being the best version of who you are and who you were before you were traumatized in this world, right? And that's what I'm doing at the moment. But I don't want to make my life all about that. I made my life for a while all about recovery, you know, and that's not who I am now. What are you doing, Len? That's not who I am now. Okay, we got a dog barking. Len, come here, come here. Come here, Len. Come here. Come here. Come. Just hold on, everybody. This is what happens when you have a dog in the studio. So, the beautiful things that come from it is amazing. Not wanting to make it all about my life, but what I'm doing is it's going to become part of my life. It is, as in the sense that it's going to make my life so much better. Hey, Len. Go on. Eat your ear. So, yeah. Ah, Len. All right. I'm going to put on another song. But I'm not going to. I'm going to keep talking. I'm not distracted by the dog. I can do this. I want to say that if you are someone who is seeking a different way to live, who wants to heal from those past things and don't want to go down that conventional just talking therapy, which I do as well as learning to change through nature, through life's force, through essence. do it. All I can say is do it. And there's access to these things like Rongoa and that through ACC as well. Right, this is for Egvid.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Yeah.
favorite, most gay favorite, scabby same, same by. And I'm all in fine, and nothing me last side, scabby favorite, most gay favorite.
Volbeat. You love them as much as I do? I hope so. I know someone who does. So that was Volbeat from Volbeat. So you're listening to 92.7 Arrow FM here in Masterton in the beautiful Wairarapa Valley. It's a beautiful looking valley today, eh? With all that sparkling white frost all over everything. Len has just asked me to apologise for him for barking rudely on the show before and interrupting my train of thought because I thought I was on a really good thing right then before. Anyway, we accept your apology. So, yes, I do. I'm very passionate about different ways of healing and holistic ways especially. I had a beautiful weekend in Featherston at Te Aroha. With a beautiful group there, and I had some beautiful healing too, which is it's full on, but that's what I want. I want to feel it, and I want to feel it afterwards, and I want to feel it through it, and I want to feel myself releasing grief, and does it work or what? So anyway, just letting you know that. So, there's lots of things going on in this community, and I'm just going to talk about a couple of places that I think are quite cool. And I did actually take a screenshot of something that's happening at Mahitahi. There you go, get down. Something that's happening at Mahitahi at the moment. And I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. Now, where is that? Ah, here we go. So there's boxing classes. Learn to box and get fit at the same time. See, that sounds good. On Wednesdays from 1:20 to 2:20, this class is designed especially for people with disabilities. How cool is that? Hey, class runs for 10 weeks and it's starting on Wednesday. That's today. It starts today. Guys, it starts today. And so if you really want to do this, which I think is amazing, contact Becca for more info at Mahitahi. She is the coordinator there. So Google Mahitahi. You can find it. You can find it. It is easy. I think this is cool. It's the Masterton Young Citizens Boxing Club is running this. Thanks, guys. You guys have been around forever. I'm going to have to get one of you guys in here so I can talk to you. Which camera is it? It's that camera, eh? Yeah, there we go. And it's $5. Is what I'm seeing. So how brilliant is that? So that's at Mahitahi. And they offer so much. Like my beautiful friend Vanessa, she does crafting classes there. And if I said it wrong, Vanessa, please correct me on Friday when I see you. She does crafting classes there. And I know there is a lot more. They also have the shop with all the secondhand items in it as well. So go shop there and you're supporting them. So how cool is that? Support them, supporting them. Help support them, support people in this community who have disabilities. I love that. I really, really do. And another place that I have discovered is King Street Artworks. Mind blowing. King Street Artworks. Mind blowing place. Oh my goodness. If you want to go somewhere that is arty and crafty, boom, you got it. A place where you're accepted. You got it. Place where you're not judged. You got it. Where people are not fake and they're just absolutely beautiful and they're all there creating and making. Oh my goodness. Making such beautiful things. Like I'm talking beautiful art, and they've got a gallery as well and you can purchase things. This place is cool. I don't know why I haven't been there before. I'm going back on Friday. They have women's days only. How cool is that? I'll be going on other days as well. I walked around. I got to speak to a lot of the people there. I got to see Vanessa there, which was cool when I walked in and I heard Camille and I was just like, oh, thank goodness somebody knows me. Hi. I walked around, I met beautiful people and I heard beautiful stories. I sat with this guy, Paul, while he showed me his art, and he had been in a car accident in 1990, with a wicked brain injury. And he told me his story and showed me his art. And how humbling is that? And how I was honored that he wanted to show me. I met this really cool guy, Francis, who was doing a coloring book of Brave Knights. And it was really cool. And he's really good too. I just think it's an amazing space. So I'm going to discover more about this place. Lots of you probably already know about it. How lucky are you? So I'm really looking forward to that. Sorry, I cannot remember the name of the woman who showed me around. She was fantastic. I recognize her from this town, you know, and she's been there for years and years. She said she's like she's found her tribe. And I totally get that. Look, this isn't just a place for people with physical disabilities. This is like with mental health issues. Not mental health issues, just a place to go and be. I'm going to take my embroidery down and just sit. Tomorrow, Friday. Oh, well, what day is it? I'm going to do that. Oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to look at. So I'm looking forward to that. So it's King Street Artworks here in Masterton. Guess what street it's on? Do you know it's not on King Street, is it? It's on Queen Street. I'm confused now. No. What? Anyway, it's King Street Artworks. Who's that? Oh my goodness, I really want to play one of these songs, but I'm like, I probably won't show that one. Do you reckon I should play it, Scott? I don't know. I might just find a shorter one to play. There's no swear words in them, so that's good. Do you know what? I'm going to play it. No, actually, I'll play a different one and I'll go and ask Mr. Wills if I can play it. Actually, that Warrior one. Let's see if I can find it. So these guys, they're real ballady type songs, eh? And there's so much fun. Hey, why don't we play Radio Girl? I'll put on Radio Girl by Bowlby. I haven't played that one before, but I'm dedicating it to myself. This is from Rock the Rebel, Metal the Devil, Volbeat, Radio Girl.
Oh, really? When it's Saturday night and we are getting to town. Yeah.
Volbeat, Radio Girl, dedicated to me, the Radio Girl, Radio Wahine. Oh, didn't pause it in time. So anyway, that was Volbeat. I'm not going to play any more Volbeat songs this morning. Played three. I think they're fantastic. I was going to play one more, but I won't do that right now. So welcome to Arrow FM 92.7, your local community station here in the Wairarapa. Like, I'm not biased at all, but this has got to be one of the best community stations. Look, I'm not biased at all. Let's just say the universe. Just keep it simple. It's one of the best in the universe, if not the best. Okay, the awards on the wall out there prove it. So I ain't talking, you know, tiko. I mean it. So just keeping it humble. Hey, so I want to do a shout out to this business that's working on Scott's car at the moment, the Holden Colorado. It's got some bad water in it. Bad water in it from rain, of course. Where else? Oh, floods, but we know that one's not the vehicle that was driven through the floods, by the way. That was my vehicle that I drove through the floods. But his one got some really bad water, and rain, window, and then discovery of other things, which I'm not going to go into because I'm just not going to go into. But there's a fantastic business in town called Kiwi Shineworks and Air Conditioners on Naumutawa Road. Look, Todd Hooper and his partner, I'm sorry, I don't know your name, Stink, I know, run this business, local business, and they also work on aeroplanes. I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works, but they do, and there's footage on their Facebook page. But a big, huge shout out to them. They're an incredible business here in Masterton, shining up your vehicles, like, not just like, oh, polish your vehicle for you, mate. No, this is Shineworks. I hope I've done you guys justice, but I'm very, very grateful to your business for helping with Scott's vehicle. So we do love to support local in this town. There's some amazing business in this town, but one thing that's even more amazing is the eateries in this town and the food that is in this town. Who remembers Fernando? Who remembers when I had Fernando on the show talking about his choripans? But it wasn't just his choripans that he was talking about. It was his journey, his life, and we had Veronica in here translating for him. He's from Argentina. Well, he's lives here in New Zealand, and he lives in Carterton. This isn't a secret. He's all over Facebook with it. And he's just shut down the Norfolk Road end of his business, making churipans and selling chimichurris. Oh, my God, I miss them so much, Oscar. Anyway, he is doing something different, and he's been giving us snippets on Facebook about what he's doing, right? Little snippets of some truck that he's doing up or something, and it's like, what is he doing? Because at first it sounded like there was no more. He wasn't going to do it anymore, and it was like, how could you do that to us? How could you? But no, he's sneaky in a good way. He is doing something else. And I can't wait for summer because that's when he is out there making this amazing food. So I'm really looking forward to that. Hopefully I'll catch up with him this week. I was meant to. I might catch up with you tomorrow and see what's going on and let you guys know. He's always like posting amazing food that he's done. So that's really cool. That's one thing I'm really looking forward to. But I also love going to family. Who is a regular at family? I'm a regular at family, right? And one of my favorite things to buy is the pumpkin focaccia. Oh, yum. Like, it's so good. It's like the perfect balance of the fluff in the bread, but not too much fluff. And then it's like the salt on the top and the herbs. And it's just that when you bite into it, and if you get the edge, it's crispy, and like you could make it into a sandwich, but it never makes it that far. I love their pumpkin focaccia. Focaccia. However you say it, it doesn't matter. It still tastes the same. Amazing. So, so good. So family has the amazing. Oh, and Kate, who you have your food truck in Ekitahuna, and I can't remember the name of it, and she has the Anson Street Kitchen. Her caramel slice that she sells at family and no doubt at other places, but that caramel slice, Kate, how do you make the caramel? Because it's so good. Anyway, and then we've got all the other places are amazing. So look, that's going to be me. I'm going to end it on a good note about food. I'm going to play one more song. I love this little French song, Le Temps de l'Amour. Le Temps de l'Amour. Okay, here we go. Shush then.
C'est long et c'est court, ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient. On se dit qu'à 20 ans, on est les rois du monde, et qu'éternellement, il y aura dans nos yeux tout le ciel bleu. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Et de bonheur. Un beau jour c'est l'amour et le cœur bat plus vite, car la vie suit son cours et l'on est tout heureux d'être amoureux. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Quand le temps va et vient, pense à rien malgré ses blessures, car le temps de l'amour c'est long et c'est court, ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient.
Oh là là, that was beautiful, beautiful. That's me, guys. It's a short show this morning, but I packed as much as I can, could. And look, I've already got my jacket on, ready to go. Len's waiting for his lead to be put on so we can boost to our talking therapy. Anyway, thank you for joining me this morning. I enjoy shouting out to local business. I enjoy talking about people who do really good things and leave really amazing legacies in this world. Life's too short. Life's way too beautiful. Get out there and just live it. And if you need a heel, find a way. Find a way. This is Camille for Everyday People here at Arrow FM 92.7. Thank you.